I assume in the U.S. you encounter the entire spectrum of beliefs. Do you find that there's groups of people who more easily enter into the mediator's role, experience, that mediation, they're more receptive to it, or that it's a greater struggle for them to embrace it?
I would say that there are various ways of mediating. And as Quakers, as white middle class East Coast people, we've developed something that works for us. There are people who mediate in what I would consider too authoritarian a way, and I'm not comfortable with it. There are mediators who are lawyers and who are very sort of brusque settlement oriented and not really interested in having people explore their situation and make decisions for themselves. So rather than say that they don't do it well, I would say there's a certain approach to mediation that I teach and that I practice that may feel somewhat foreign or unworkable to some people, either when they're trying to mediate or when they come into a mediation session. For example, the mediation that we practice is very verbal oriented. You have to be good with words to be a good mediator, to say things in just the right way. But also you're asking people to, in some ways, emote less and talk more. There are people who don't live in that verbal space and may have a very hard time saying what's really the problem or articulating things without throwing darts at the same time. So in that sense, one of the questions I ask when I train mediators is, who is privileged by the way you mediate? Who is it easier for? Who gets an advantage when they're at your table? So at my table, people who can speak well, who can synthesize. So I find a lot of these things are class differences rather than ethnic differences. If you do not have many years of education, you're more likely to present things in narrative form. You tell stories. First she did that, and then she did that, and then you wouldn't believe this, but yes, you did, and then you did this. So you have a tale that is being told. And if you ask them, well, could you tell me what the three main issues are for you? They couldn't possibly tell you. They can just tell you the stories. And when they tell the first story, it reminds them of the second story. And so it can get very long-winded, and it's hard to then go into problem-solving mode because they're in emotive story mode. Then you have to think about how can we create a new story that includes the stories of both people at the table or all the people at the table. Whereas if I'm doing a business mediation, I can go use the flip chart. I can make a list of concerns. We can map out the options. We can do a mind map. It's a different set of expectations of how people talk to each other or how people deal with issues.